Arkansas State University is looking for its second head football coach in as many years, as Coach Gus Malzahn shocked many Red Wolf fans by resigning his position at ASU yesterday and becoming the next head football coach at Auburn University. Coach Malzahn during a press conference last night.
I stand up in front of you today, and I'm just tickled to death. It's a true honor for me to be the head coach of the Auburn Tigers. I spent 3 years here, and I can honestly say it was the three best years of our life for my family, myself, and I feel connected forever being an Auburn man with the Auburn family.
On Saturday night, Coach Gus Malzahn led the Red Wolves to back-to-back Sun Belt Conference championships and ended the regular season with a 9-3 record and only one loss in the Sun Belt Conference. Shortly after winning the Sun Belt Conference championship, Auburn University's athletic director Jay Jacobs called Coach Malzahn about their head coaching position. Malzahn spent 3 years as the Tigers' offensive coordinator, helping Auburn win a national championship in 2010. Auburn suffered through a disappointing 3-9 season, including a 49-0 pounding to rival Alabama. The losses cost Coach Gene Chizik his job at Auburn, and the Tigers reached out to Malzahn, offering him a 5-year contract that reportedly pays $2.3 million a year. Malzahn told reporters he made the decision yesterday afternoon and notified ASU Chancellor Dr. Tim Hudson about the resignation, which Hudson accepted. In what was reported by the Sun newspaper as an emotional meeting with Red Wolf players yesterday, Malzahn told his team he was leaving for Auburn, something Malzahn described as being tough.
Well, I get extremely close to my players, and, you know, any time that you do that, it's tough to leave. Arkansas State was very good to me and my family. The players were unbelievable, and it was tough to say bye. But at the same time, I'm so excited to be here with players, like I said, that I'm already familiar with, and really looking forward to coaching these guys.
And Malzahn says he learned a lot during his tenure as ASU's head football coach.
Tell you what, any time, of course, I was a head coach in high school for 15 years, so as far as on-the-field stuff, it's the same. But for college football, it's the off-the-field that you've got to get used to. It was a great learning experience for me. I learned a lot, and I feel very prepared coming in here.
In a statement released by Arkansas State University, Coach Malzahn is expected to coach the Red Wolves during the GoDaddy.com Bowl January 6th in Mobile, Alabama, when ASU faces Kent State. When asked about that last night, this is what Coach Malzahn said.
You know, we'll still, I need to talk with their administration and all that, but I'll say this, I am 100% committed to Auburn and getting this thing going as soon as possible.
Malzahn's departure gives ASU its second head coaching position opening in as many years. Hugh Freeze left Arkansas State last year for Ole Miss. In a statement released by Arkansas State University yesterday, Chancellor Dr. Tim Hudson stated he accepted Malzahn's resignation and appreciated his contributions to the university and wished Coach Malzahn well. Hudson stated that he, Athletic Director Terry Mohajer, and ASU System President Dr. Charles Welch will begin an immediate search for a new head football coach. Mohajer says the back-to-back championships in the Sun Belt Conference make Arkansas State University a very attractive position. Whoever coaches the Red Wolves will meet Coach Malzahn's Auburn Tigers on Saturday, September the 7th, 2013, as Auburn will host Arkansas State. The Red Wolves will be paid just over $1 million to play the game at Jordan-Hare Stadium.